Then you guys are going up against another top-notch defense. They only allow, I think, about 85, 86 yards per game rushing, and you guys have run the ball extremely well these last couple of games. Let's talk about the challenge presented by that kind of a defense.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be a physical game, and we know that. You know, every time I've played the 49ers, you know, they never let us down. You know, they always bring their top game, and that's what we expect. So, you know, we just got to continue to prepare well, and, you know, Sunday we'll see who wins.
You guys have kind of hammered away at two consecutive opponents with Mark running the ball, you know, 24 carries and 30 carries. You know, just talk about what he brings to the team, because he, you know, obviously, you know, you guys have some physical runners, but he seems to be, I guess, the most physical, and he's a guy who kind of wears on the defense, I guess, as it goes along.
Yeah, you know, Mark is a stout body, and when he hits you, you know, it's very rarely that you see one guy bring him down, and a lot of times he's going to make that guy miss. So he's showing things that, you know, a lot of people haven't seen, because he hasn't really, you know, been healthy or had the opportunities. So, you know, I definitely have a lot of confidence in Mark, and you know, that makes our job it makes our job a little easier when Mark understands the way that we're going to block for him. We definitely communicate throughout the week and let him know where we think the ball is going to hit. And the coaches do a great job putting a game plan together. So when you combine all those elements, you know, it's, you know, hopefully it breeds success.
In terms of cohesion, are you guys in as good a groove on the offensive line as you've been this season? I mean, you seem to be keeping Drew pretty clean, opening up some nice holes in the running game. The pass game's going pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of good games offensively, and you know, I think that our main focus is to definitely keep Drew off the ground and to continue opening up holes for the running backs. You know, it's nice when you can get in the groove. It's nice when you know what works for you, and you know, running the ball and throwing the ball well definitely works for us, and you know, it helps us become more balanced, and it gives the defense a lot more to think about.
You always hear offensive linemen say we take a certain amount of pride in running the football. Do you guys look up at the end of the game, see the time of possession, see how we run the ball, and say, you know, that's exactly what we wanted to do?
Yeah. I mean, when we've done well, you look at the stats, look at the time of possession, the yards, and you can say that, man, you know, this is what you want. It may not happen all the time. You know, we went into Detroit and threw the ball more than we did, more than we have been in the past, and we still, you know, had a really good game, I think. And you know, we were able to keep Drew clean for the most part. So I think you want to be balanced, but at the end of the day, the game, the flow of the game kind of dictates that. And, you know, we had a couple of games where we couldn't run the ball like we wanted to, because that's just how it went. But no matter what, you know, we don't want to have any excuses. You know, if we do what we have to do, you know, have confidence that the defense and the special teams will do what they have to do, you know, for the most part, we should be able to dictate how the game goes.